This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
This is not a participation trophy, coach. Dan Hurley is a human furnace of intensity.
It's a zero-sum game. The one that wins is going to have temporary relief. The one that loses is going into a hellhole of suffering. I mean, that for me is how I look at these sports competitions.
The winning makes it enjoyable. Other than that, it's you know, misery.
That was from 60 Minutes. That was Dan Hurley talking about his life as a college basketball coach, as the two-time defending champion. That's how he views life in basketball.
What did he say? A hellhole of suffering?
Yes.
So that's what it is, a hellhole of suffering when you lose. And some mild relief when you win. Tanny tagged on Tom Thibodeau there at the end because those are some kindred spirits.
I understand that, and I do understand anyone who is in the business of I hate to lose versus I love to win. I get that. We've run across those people throughout our entire career.
But he's a hellhole of suffering.
He's not even giving love on the win, though. It's just like a little bit of relief.
A lot of people feel that way, that winning is relief, but there is a spectrum of that that he is clearly on the far, far end of there not being enough joy in the journey versus the destination.
I think the backdrop for this conversation, and you knew I needed to watch this. You badgered me into watching this.
I'm sorry I badgered you into watching it.
You eventually dragged the audiovisual cart into the studio, into the office, and made me and Tanny watch this thing. 13 minutes, we're sitting there. I was like, yay, there's a sub. All right, let's go. And we're watching the thing. And I understand because the backdrop, you and I are both fascinated by the human nature behind some of sports' biggest stars. What drives them to be great can also drive them to be absolute a-holes in their actual life sometimes, can make them miserable and make life miserable for them with their families, with their loved ones, potentially. They can have difficult places in the world to traffic, but oh, by the way, it's tough to give that up when it's making them great at their pursuit.
What's the is it garbage? Where is it? What drives you on, drives you mad, can drive you mad? That garbage lyric. And it's just like, this is what I'm looking at when I'm looking at Dan Hurley. Like, I'm seeing a guy that's seemingly in pain when he should be having the most. He should feel so validated by what his UConn teams have done over the last couple of years. No one's been close. No one's been close to those guys. Well, what's the least amount that they've won by is 13 points in tournament games?
Yeah, in 12 straight tournament games, they've won by
13 points or more.
A minimum of 13 in winning two titles. But this year, it's not gone so well.
They're over 20. What are they? 20. They got 22 wins leading into the tournament.
Yeah, but it's been bumpy. It's been awfully bumpy for them. And especially early on, it's been bumpy for them. They're now 22-9. I think they're the 3 seed in the Big East tournament.
Yeah, like they're having a good season.
St. John's, the billionaire behind St. John's, and Rick Pitino have built themselves a juggernaut.
You got a lot of good teams in the Big East. St. John's is definitely one of them. Saw them up close a couple weeks ago. They are a problem. Shaka's team in Milwaukee is really, really good, too. And obviously UConn is dangerous as hell.
But this is more interesting even than the college basketball part of it, because it's about the human nature part of it.
Yeah, I wanted to get into this. And one of the reasons that I wanted Speaks to watch it wasn't just because we do have similar feelings on trying to understand folks that are in the business that we're in. And look, the business that we're in has people like this too. And trust, I am on that spectrum. And I can see enough of the Dan Hurley example to go, ooh, I make sure I'm trying to have a little bit of fun, which is why I like you as a partner.
See, now we're getting somewhere. Now I'm here for this. I am here for the personal reveal as mixed in with this, because yes, so that's why it's holding a little extra resonance for you.
It is, but I am in a space now where I am learning to enjoy some of the other stuff. Like, you know, we've been pretty public about how good things have gone for this show. I let out a yell that everyone who was within 20 feet of Mitch's office could hear when I found out that we had won. And that's because, like, I really wanted to win. And I lived in that. And we've had, and that's the difference from where I'm at now, from maybe where I was when I was younger.
Well, someday Danny Hurley will get there.
Even with his 2 championships and possible third one that might be staring him in the face
a
this year.
A hellhole of suffering.
Suffice to say, he is not there now.
Well, this is the other reason that I wanted to speak to talk to me about this, because he was living in New Jersey with all of the Hurleys.
Yeah, it was a thing. And I can give some context to that for sure.
So Dan and Bobby's father, Bob, is a legendary high school coach at St. Anthony's.
Jersey City St. Anthony's. And that's where Bob has been for a long, long time. And I saw them play. I saw his son Danny as I think the freshman, maybe the sophomore. Bobby, the legendary Duke point guard, was a senior in high school. Jersey City St. Anthony's against a real small school in suburban Pennsylvania called Solbury Prep. And me and my college hoops obsessed buddies drove to see this game in a little barn in Solbury, or whatever the town was called, but the high school was Solbury in Pennsylvania. And they had 2 other future NBAers on that team in addition to the Hurley brothers. They had Jerry Walker and Terry DeHare, who both went on to play at Seton Hall. The pipeline from St. Anthony's to Seton Hall was quite a thing. So I mean, we're watching the greatest high school team in the country, which is why we drove into the middle of Pennsylvania to watch
it. To give you context, Bob Hurley's career achievement include 4 national championships and 26 state championships.
Yeah. Man, amazing. So the dynamic that we saw that night watching just one game was Bobby Hurley running the show as the point guard. Obviously, watching Bob coach and seeing that dynamic, we're checking it out, but we were watching the players a lot. And Danny Hurley was getting crapped on by his big brother and by Walker and DeHare and his father as he subbed in and out. He played the least of the 4 players that we knew. It was like, oh, he's clearly the little brother. And is it just because he's younger, or is he also not as good?
He wasn't as good as Bobby was, because Bobby Hurley was the ideal point guard for late 80s, early 90s college basketball.
And even as a high school senior, as I was watching him, he was cocky and chatty and knew he was better than everybody and was running the entire thing. He was like, his dad might have been the tough guy coach who could also give you some love, but Bobby looked like the entitled spawn of such.
And Bobby is still, even after the car accident and some other humbling things, he is still that dude at Arizona State. And I'm like, ooh, I don't know if you're good enough to be that dude. And meanwhile, your brother.
Yeah, right. And like, I don't know about you. Like, I didn't have any little brothers, but when I would hang around with my friend Brian, who had a little brother, I would make his little brother my little brother. Like, and I would little brother the hell out of that kid. And at one point, he literally, through tears, said, "I'm not your little brother, man. I'm not your little brother." It felt like everybody was treating Danny Hurley like he was their little brother.
Yes.
That night, as I watched the dynamic, it left a mark. So when we watched this, and he's talking about Seton Hall, I was not surprised what his college life was like as a player, the youngest Hurley at Seton Hall.
It's five-man chess, and Hurley is a grandmaster, all but fated for the role.
Are you kidding me? Stop celebrating!
His father, Bob Sr., was a hard-ass Hall of Fame high school coach in Jersey City who won 28 state titles.
Hurley, he finishes!
Dan's older brother Bobby, an iconic college player at Duke, won back-to-back national championships of his own. Dan, on the other hand, struggled as a point guard at Seton Hall.
You've talked about being the third Hurley.
You know, just how I failed to play up to, live up to, succeed up to. You know, the Hurley standard in basketball was, it caused a lot of pain.
Fans piled on, sometimes chanting, "Bobby's better."
It gets to the point where you're a shell of yourself. You're not shooting the ball the way you have your whole life. You have a hard time catching the ball or even dribbling the ball. You know, you got the yips in a way.
In December 1993, it got so bad he left the Seton Hall team after only two games to get his mind right. Dan rejoined the following year, but the joy from playing basketball had been drained. Coaching, though, has offered a second chance.
So he literally had his love of the game killed as a player by being the worst Hurley. So that dynamic I saw in high school played out in college and ended up with him quitting the game.
Him walking away from the game for a while.
Damn.
The other thing that is part of his story.
Are you kidding me? Stop celebrating!
That's his dad.
That's his dad. That's his dad.
That's where something good happened.
The other part is that there was something that drove him to substances. And so he's been pretty open about his road back to sobriety because of some of his issues. And then you start really thinking it's still driving him.
Man.
Like the idea of trauma that we have when we're younger and the impact that it still can have on us as we get older is exemplified in Dan Hurley, because after that little chunk, like, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm still working on trying to not be the worst Hurley.
Yeah,
that he still feels that way, and I sympathize with him in that regard.
Uh huh.
It's just he is.
But it drives him. I know about this road to sobriety like he's talking about, and a lot of times you can feel like the piece of crap in the center of the universe, you know? And he obviously had some things that gave him reason to feel that self-centered and that beaten down. And the easiest thing to turn to might be substances, but what's just as easy to turn to and can drive the substances is anger. Is resentment. Like, you can sit in the anger and the resentment, and that can drive you to say, F it, I'm going to enjoy the substances. I know lots of people who've gone through and found sobriety who realized they needed to try and still work in sobriety to let go of the anger. Think about how angry that guy is.
He's very angry.
He's unbelievably angry.
And I understand to a degree his level of anger.
Because he gives into it, Lawrence. He gives in and he lets himself say it and feel it. There's a section of the thing where he's talking about how when he's fighting with a ref, he'll say anything. He'll say anything just to try to get an edge. Like, he doesn't care. He'll just go for it. And that abandoning restraint of the anger and just letting it fly is very satisfying sometimes if you're holding on to stuff from your childhood and otherwise.
Am I remembering this right? Did Woj write the book on Bob Sr.?
I think so. I think it was
like
Woj.
The Angels of St. Mary or mm-hmm. something like that was the name of the book. I feel like that was the introduction of Adrian Wojnarowski.
The Miracle of St. Anthony.
There it is.
Yep, you got it. The Miracle of St. Anthony was the book by Woj.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
Just an Amazon blurb.
I just remember that.
Thank you, Punk. Although
no, it speaks verified. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
I thought Danny wrote it for a second, so I wanted to hold back until you found the actual information.
Good job.
Mac wrote it,
write that,
but it was in the form of a list. It was just the list of the miracles.
You put those lists together. Yeah. Anyway, to get back to him. So this is how bad things are for Dan Hurley.
Yeah, because like he's given into that anger and totally being driven crazy and driving himself crazy.
You're not going to believe who is giving Dan Hurley advice on him needing to get some better perspective on this.
Gino Auriemma, the women's coach here. 11-time national championship winner reached out to you. Remember what he said?
You know, if the only outcome that makes you a successful coach or a successful season is whether you hang up a national championship banner, then you should get out immediately.
That register?
Not at the moment, because I think in the back of my mind I was saying, well, what the hell else am I in this for? But then he stayed at practice, and he kept coaching me from the sideline, like barking at me a little bit. Hey, Dan, you know, the joy of relationships with your players, the joy of getting the most out of your team. If you're only in it for the championship pursuit and none of that other stuff means anything to you anymore and it's just banners and rings, then you should get out, because it ain't going to happen every year, buddy.
Can this be a successful season if you don't win a third straight title?
Gino. No.
Oh, man. He's trying to listen to Gino Auriemma.
You've gone so far.
He's been a mentor.
If you go so far.
Yeah.
That Gino Auriemma is like, yo, fam, you're probably doing too much, and you're not appreciating the opportunity. Gino Auriemma!
Smell the roses along the way there, kid. And so he listens to him, tries to take the coaching. But when push comes to shove, and he's asked there in the 60 Minutes interview, is it a success if you don't win that tournament? He hems and haws and says no.
Right!
Because he's still there. So Gino, good try. But it has not resonated yet.
But
with Danny Hurley.
That's like getting advice from Tibbs. That's like Tibbs saying to you, you know what you should do? You should live a little bit. You know, that's, shout out to Gino, because what he said is 100% right. And I appreciate that growth in him.
Sure. Well, Gino's also now won 11 titles, I believe it is, and 800 games.
And women's college basketball has become way more competitive.
Oh, sure. But he has reached an age and a success level and an experience level where, of course, there's finally a little wisdom there. Like, Danny maybe will get there. I don't know how long he's been trying to get to a better headspace actively. I got to say, yes, he comes off like a crazy dude, but he comes off like a self-aware crazy dude. And I got respect for that, because he shows you the basement room where he meditates and he prays and he tries to find his peace.
He has a zebra that he has in the corner because zebras are bad.
But he's got like the wallpaper that is basically like you're sitting in front of a waterfall there in the basement. Like, I admire
I have an affinity for for superheroes. I wear the socks. I wear the underwear.
We have something in common.
There's a lot of Lawrence going on here. A lot of the anger and the affinity for superheroes. Are you wearing superhero underwear right now?
No, I don't have any superhero underwear, but I do have superhero socks.
Okay, that's all right.
I like to occasionally, like, well, if I'm doing TV and I'm looking fancy, I'll usually
they break out the fun socks.
Yeah.
I like that.
Rock the Captain America socks or the Superman socks.
How about
or Green Lantern socks?
Here's the big test. Bedspread.
No, I'm an adult.
I had to be sure.
I do have some of my favorite comic book covers are framed, and they welcome you when you walk in the house.
Yeah, there you go. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
It's weird because I don't actually collect comics. I read them, and then I donate them. Like, that's...
Oh, that's a better way to go anyway.
I agree. And then there's
for the organizational zen of your life.
Because you can just end up being... You can be killed by it, but and you're stacking them high.
You feel me on the self-awareness? Like, he knows he's crazy.
And
he knows that he needs to calm down at home, and he gets some help in that regard, too.
Yes, his wife was part of the interview as well, and they've been together for a really long time. And this is how their relationship works.
I have to almost kind of, like, I don't want to say shame him, but, like, this is ridiculous. It's a stupid game, and snap out of it.
One team wins and
one team loses. What's the big deal? It's like I always said, it's a 50-50 shot.
There's somebody wins, somebody
there's
loses.
There's not like 12 options you could have.
I suspect it's very helpful to have someone in this household who doesn't necessarily rip her hair out when team misses a screen or someone misses an open jumper.
I don't even know what that is.
With the way that I'm wired.
She doesn't know what a screen is.
I have no idea.
She doesn't know, and she's not playing for the cash. She has no idea.
I have no idea.
And if I was coming home to somebody that wanted to talk about a new lineup, a new defense, rehash the game, my personality type and the way I'm wired, it would never work.
This sounds really healthy.
Yeah.
It sounds like your perspective balances his intensity.
Oh, yeah, very well.
See, I am with the reviewer on that. I am with the reviewer on that being the proper perspective for Danny Hurley to come home to. You said, Lawrence, it didn't strike you as a good model for a coach's wife?
I was shocked that was the way that his wife gets down. And the reason is because the thing is that the coach's wife, or in some cases the coach's husband, doesn't have to be an expert in the field, but they often are because of how much time they spend around their spouse. I was surprised to see her rebuff like one of the most simple things in basketball.
Not knowing what a screen is.
I mean, that strikes me like you are a Hurley. Like, and you don't know, like, I don't know if I believe her 100%.
Oh, I did. I totally did.
I understand the reasoning why you might want that separation.
Oh, yes. It strikes me as a couple that has realized early on, as they've been together a long time, had some kids, etc., that he is more than basketball. And he needs to be reminded that he is bigger and more than basketball, no matter the level of success or failure. Because right now there's success, but there's a lot of years of failure. They knew each other in college. She helped him probably find out who he actually was and that he can find some value outside of basketball, which he desperately needed and probably still needs. So it strikes me as healthy. I'm with the interviewer whose name I don't remember. But because Tanny and I, we were talking about this, like having a spouse that's outside the circus where you actually exist, like coming home and talking radio would be a very, as much as I need to, would be I got other people.
You need a release. A reset.
I do it every day.
I agree with you, but my experience was a pretty good one in that regard, where having someone who understands the dynamics of the gig is a good way of being able to deconstruct some stuff.
Well, don't get me wrong. My wife knows that Speaks is like super needy, right? And Lawrence is super nice. And Shane is just, Shane is Shane. So, like, it helps. Like, she knows she's the bullet point.
Right.
She's up to speed.
And Christine knows what an insane person Tanny is. She knows. She knows how unstable he is.
Yes.
And she knows
that's the picture you paint of him?
Right, and what a paragon of constancy Shane is. She knows that.
I feel like you're switching that, and I don't really like it. And I think maybe we have to talk after the show. So.
My wife also knows that Shane likes to project. He's insecure, right?
It's no, I'm not insecure. I was for a little while, but no longer.
My wife knows that Lawrence is obviously is North Shore, Winnetka, frat boy, scum.
I mean,
was that in there?
Wow.
No, that wasn't in there.
That's a new wrinkle at the end.
I forget what it was. Right, there's trash. I forget.
No, just North Shore, Winnetka, frat boy.
Oh, okay.
I
scream North Shore, Winnetka, frat boy.
Yeah, you really do. You scream that. By the way, I don't think any of those things about Danny. He wasn't a frat.
No, we don't either.
Not from Winnetka.
But Lawrence does wear a lot of Patagonia.
I do.
It's a lot of that stuff going on.
Wait, what is that?
Patagonia.
What's Patagonia?
Something that
like one of the REI.
It's like a North Face type brand.
The quarter zips, the Patagonia. Yeah, like
I do have a lot of vines. Vests. Like I have like an Eddie Bauer vest. Is that like the same type of deal that we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And funnily enough, Danny Parkins went to Homewood Flossmoor. Yeah. Do you know that?
Well, I mean, I will say that that's
Vikings.
Where we
go Vikings.
That's where we are similar. Like those two schools are very similar, especially when it comes to the getting you ready for broadcasting thing.
Man, I'm so glad you dragged in the AV cart and made us watch this. And I actually have, I obviously have deep-seated philosophical thoughts on the entire damn thing. And I'll be available.
I mean, there's more. I mean, honestly, we could do another segment at some point, like maybe around the tournament on this, because there's a lot still to unpack there.
Yeah, there really is. There's a lot of stuff. But
we can broaden it out and talk a little bit more about like some of the other personalities that we've seen in the business.
Sure. And I would say that anybody listening to this has learned a lot about their hosts today, if they're listening.
I hope so. I hope that would be the case. That's kind of part of the gig. Mm-hmm. We are going to take you up to Halas Hall in a little bit. We are going to let you hear from the Bears on the big day that they have now that free agency is officially open. Stick around.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Joe Buck, do you know that Spiegs is doing ads for a hair treatment that he doesn't need?
The idea of you doing any sort of hair restoration thing makes me gag. Now, good for you. Yeah. It's all in the name of commerce, and I tip my cap. That's hiding my thin hair.
I haven't seen you on
Afternoons on the Score.
It's a big day at Halas Hall. Why is it a big day?
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.